Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today, on today's call, we're going to talk about scriptural business strategies for you. Now, if you own your own business, home-based or otherwise, or even if you work for someone else, there are certain biblically-based business principles for success that you need to know, fully understand, and utilize every day. If you can't see any scenario by which you need to know these principles, listen and learn anyway, because you don't fully know the plans that God has for your life.
That is very true.
And that's regardless of your age or what you're doing at the moment.
Amen to that.
Number one, seek God's direction on how to handle your business. If I were to ask most Christians who they would like to discuss business ideas with, chances are they'd say Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. Have you ever heard of Trafodata? Trafodata. It was Bill Gates' first company, and it failed. You ever heard of Zune? Z-U-N-E. It was Microsoft's attempt to compete with iPod. Didn't make it. No question Bill Gates has an amazing track record, but he's not infallible. When most people hear the name Warren Buffett, they think about him being an investment genius. And for the most part, he is. However, most people don't realize that his impulsive purchase of Energy Future Holdings Corporation ended up causing his company, Berkshire Hathaway, to lose $876 million. Or his purchase of Dexter Shoes, which he later referred to as the worst mistake he'd ever made. Buffett is a brilliant investor, but he's not perfect. Here's the bottom line. You can seek advice on business decision and direction from someone who's right most of the time. Or you can heed the advice of someone who's right all the time. 1 Samuel 21:2. And David said to Abimelech the priest, "The king hath commanded me a business, and said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee, and I have appointed my servants to such and such a place." Wisdom from the word is always right, 10 times out of 10. And here's another thought as to why we seek advice from secular men and women who don't have a heart for or understand the things of God. Ecclesiastes 8:16, the Living Bible. In my search for wisdom, I observed that all that was going on everywhere across the earth, ceaseless activity day and night. Of course, only God can see everything. And even the wisest man who says he knows everything doesn't. Great scripture. And just for the record, two of the men I mentioned, are actually working for you. That's right. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, working for you. Because the scripture says the wealth of the wicked is laid out for the righteous. And if you're not serving God, then you're not righteous, which makes you wicked.
My. Number two, God wants you running an honest business. I remember hearing a man say one time, "It's my business and I'll run it the way I want to." Wow. You know those game shows where it goes bong, wrong answer, try again? Well, life is not a game show, though no one can convince the television networks of that, really. Proverbs 11:1 in the Message Bible says, "Without good direction, people lose their way." God hates cheating in the marketplace. He loves it when business is above board. And here's another proverb, 16:11. 16:11, excuse me, again in the Message Bible. God cares about honesty in the workplace. Your business is his business.
Wow,
think of that.
True.
If there is but one thing we can get from today's call, it should be that our business is his business. Think about that, really. And God wants his business run, well, honestly and with integrity. There is a misinterpretation of why Jesus turned over the tables of the money changers in the temple. It wasn't that they were doing business. It's that they weren't even honest in their dealings. In Matthew 21:12, it says, "And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves." The merchants in the courtyard were selling animals for sacrifice. This was done as a convenience to those who left home without their sacrifice, or perhaps decided to change the kind of animal they were sacrificing. Jesus was not ignorant of the fact that this practice was set up in the temple because people were, well, maybe even too lazy to bring their best from home, or as an excuse to offer an animal that was less than the best. Evidently, some of the money changers were even using less than honest scales, because in verse 13 of Matthew 21, Jesus calls it a den of thieves. Proverbs 20:23 in the Message translation says, "God hates cheating in the marketplace. Rigged scales are an outrage." Honesty in the marketplace is also mentioned in Proverbs 11:1. In the Message Bible, it says, "God hates cheating in the marketplace. He loves it when business is above board." That's the same as that other one, but said again. There are two things that upset Jesus about what was going on in that marketplace. First, the money changers were cheating people. And second, the money changers were selling animals for sacrifice that were less than the best. We need to remember that our business is his business.
That's so true. Number three, offer a quality product and service. President Ronald Reagan learned that it's better to make a decision than to let others make it for you. When President Reagan was a young boy, his aunt took him to a shoe store and had the shoemaker make him a pair of custom-made shoes. The future governor and president was asked if he wanted square-toe or round-toe shoes. He couldn't make up his mind, so he went to pick them up. One was round-toed and the other was square-toed. It was a lesson the shoemaker was teaching him about making his own decisions. The shoemaker taught the future president a valuable lesson. Truthfully, it'd be interesting to know about this man and his life. He obviously made an impression on President Reagan by his business practices. Proverbs 20, verse 8, Message Bible. Leaders who know their business and care keep a sharp eye out for the shoddy and the cheap. For who among us can be trusted to always be diligent and honest? In business, you make decisions on a daily basis. If you compromise quality or accept less than the best from your employees, your days as a business owner will be limited. By offering a quality product and service, you're practicing the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. You know, the golden rule emanated from Scripture. Came specifically from Matthew 7:12, which says, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that man should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." The Amplified translation of Matthew 7:12 says it this way, "So then whatever you desire that others would do to and for you, even so do also to and for them. For this is, sums up, the law and the prophets." And one more version, Matthew 7:12, the Message Bible. Here's a simple rule of thumb a rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and the prophets, and this is what you get.
Number four, plan ahead. You've heard us say it many times. Prior proper planning precipitates positive progress and performance, preventing possible problems and predicaments. Some time ago, my husband did a teaching called Plan Your Work and Work Your Plan. Well, I strongly encourage you visit haroldherring.com and read this teaching. It could really help you out. Back in 1 Samuel 21:8, we started out in Samuel. 1 Samuel 21:8, New International Version, it says, David asked Abimelech, "Don't you have a spear or a sword here? I haven't brought my sword or any other weapon because the king's business was urgent." We should really point out that prior proper planning will prevent you from living in the tyranny of the urgent. However, sometimes things happen. Procrastination is the enemy of planning as it causes you to delay decisions and actions until another time. In Genesis 24:33 in the Darby translation, it says, "And there was a set meat before him, Abraham's servant, to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have made known my business." Eleazar, Abraham's servant, was a man with a plan, and he was working his plan. Great advice for every one of us. We realize that Proverbs 6:4 in the New Living Translation is talking about the urgency of getting out of the cosine notes. But we do love this verse, as it does apply on so many levels. The verse says this: don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. Wow. To us, that describes the urgency of creating a plan for our future, whether you own a business or not. And it means, and yes, so many times in this hurry up age of hurry up and get through this line, hurry up and do this and that, that you might have to sit down, take all the papers of your finances, go through them, understand what you're facing, put it into categories, and make an intelligent decision about what you're going to do for your future.
That's very good.
You can have ideas and you can have thoughts and you can put some on paper, but you need to take all the thoughts, the ideas, and put them into a plan that's going to take you where you need to go. Doesn't mean you won't change it a little bit along the way and tweak it here and there, but have a plan, because you can't work your plan unless you have one.
That's true. That's so true. We're not going to finish this today. I want to just give you those four that we did to cover the business strategies. One, seek God's direction on how to handle your business. Two, remember God wants you running an honest business. Three, offer a quality product and service. And four, plan ahead. Plan ahead. Think on these things.
Yes. Hallelujah. We'll bring it up again tomorrow.
That's it. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.